song too, blasts of rock goodness. So
yeah, we have a video to discuss. I want to play the song first.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll discuss the video. And,
yeah, happy to discuss the video.
These next couple songs. Here we go.
Summer is for killers. The lovers will deliver. Yeah. The murderer. Have some Kool-Aid.
Right.
Yes.
We just heard Dixies and Slasher Movie Weather, all on the To Be or Not To, that's a tongue twister, Behave EP.
To Be or Not To behave.
Well, you're so used to saying To Be or Not To Be, then you have to be like, To Behave.
Yeah.
So those are the other two cuts from it.
Yep.
A little bit about Dixies.
Yeah, so Dixies refers to Dixie Cups, and that's Dave's basically a Jim Jones cult reference.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the, you know, if you know the story of Jim Jones, yeah, and the, there's a little bit of that in there.
Yeah.
But Slasher Movie Weather, there's kind of an interesting story around that, because in 2022, mm-hmm, it was like the super hot summer. It was just like sweltering.
Yeah.
And I was outside, and
I like that weather.
Yeah, I do too. I know a lot of people find it very uncomfortable,
they
but I dig
it.
I like it. I like to go outside, have it be sweltering, and then go inside and have the, you know, the AC cranked and watch like bad horror movies,
yeah,
and stuff. But I was saying to myself when I was outside one evening in 2022, I was like, wow, this is like some slasher movie weather. And that's where the song idea came from. And so I was determined, like, as soon as I came up with the idea for the song, I'm like, oh, this, we got to do a video for this. We just have to. And we planned to do a video in 2023, but it rained, like, all summer. So
yes, we had a very wet summer that
year. Yeah. So, but that gave me more time to work on the video idea. And with the help of my wife, Honey Pie, and her friends, Tracy Vaughn and Maggie Maraschino and Pearl Buttons and Abby Normal. They're all dancers. And they helped me make the video. And we spent most of this past summer working on it. And they were really great to work. Without them, I would not have been able to make the video what it was.
Yeah.
And I just want to give them a shout out, because Tracy is actually putting out a show at Deep Cuts.
Oh, I love Deep Cuts.
On Thursday, November 7th. And it's basically a burlesque show, but it's set to the, it's called Girls, Girls, Girls. And it's set to 80s glam rock. So that's near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm, as these girls are near and dear to my heart. So just want to give a shout out to their show, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Is that
Girls.
A Motley Crue song?
That is a Motley Crue song. I'm not sure if that's in the lineup. But I'm actually putting together the playlist that will be played, you know, in between.
There you go. That's DJ style.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting my opportunity to curate some playlists. But yeah, so that was really fun to put together the video.
And you shot it, so to speak, yourselves amongst
mostly. Yeah, I have friends that would help me too, because I'm in it in parts, mm-hmm, as a dead
right.
person.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do a whole lot of heavy lifting in that. You just kind of
no.
lay it in.
But actually, that was probably the most uncomfortable thing to shoot, because I was, I mean, the dirt was good dirt. It was clean dirt. It was like dirt mm-hmm. that I bought from Home Depot, fresh and everything,
fresh
put
loom.
It down. But laying down like that, on face down, that was tricky. And singing the song, that was tough too. Like trying to, you know, you're not actually singing it full volume, but you know. So that was fun to do.
That's a cool video. Yeah.
Cool.
If you haven't checked it out, then do. It's on, obviously, what, YouTube and everything.
Yep.
Like
you
that.
Can find Slasher Movie Weather on YouTube. Just go to Parlor Bells YouTube page. And that's Parlor Bells, PARLOUR.
That's
Bells,
right.
As in bells ringing.
Let me ask about that.
Yeah.
The name, Parlor Bells.
It's, yeah.
Did I already ask you this earlier in this interview?
No, you didn't ask
me
this.
We asked about them,
but you can certainly ask me. It doesn't mean anything, really. It's just there were words that went well together that I liked. Bells in terms of the music, you know, the audible, you know, the auditory experience of bells. But parlor, I guess you could say that, you know, some of our songs have kind of a loungy vibe to them, you know, for rock and roll music. So parlor kind of.
You liked how it sounded.
Yeah, that I liked works. How it sounded. Yeah.
We're gonna. I'm gonna play the Looking Glass for a single. This is I guess this is a debut for this.
Yes, it's a debut. This is the first time.
Wow.
I believe this is the first time it's.
No
being
one else
played.
Has it. That's it. This is everyone will have it tomorrow.
On terrestrial radio, this is it. So yeah, this is your world premiere of Adamantine Chain Gang by Looking Glass War.
Thanks for letting me do this, and we'll talk about it after we play it.
That's good.
Here we go.
Saved. All those dumb mother.
song was over. I didn't know. That was a great tune. You sent it to me. I think today it was like you want to.
Yes. And I made sure you got the radio edit too, because there's a few.
I let one go, but if there's a few, we can't have a few.
Yeah, no, there's a few in that one.
So a little bit about Looking Glass War. How'd you come together with them?
Yeah. So Tony, my drummer from Parlor Bells, and I were looking to just basically do more music. We wanted to play more. And I reached out to Pete Ziegler, who plays guitar in Looking Glass War. I knew he wasn't active at the time. Mm-hmm. I always liked Pete. I liked his playing. So I reached out to him and I just said, hey, you know, do you ever think about maybe collaborating on something different? And I was on vacation at the time when I reached out to him.
Right.
And within like a couple hours, he seemed interested, but I wasn't sure where it was going to go. But within a couple hours, he was sending me all these like old demos that he had of these songs. And one of the songs was I Can Tell by the Cars, which is on our first EP, Where Neon Meets the Rain. And I was like, I gotta write lyrics to this song.
Gotta work with him.
So that came together fairly quickly, and we were excited about the music we were making, and we had the opportunity to play in the Rumble in 2024. And we're working on releasing our second EP now, which is called The Saints of the Lost and Found.
And that'll be next. That'll be 2025.
We don't have an exact date picked, but I would say it's going to be winter 2025.
It's sometime next year for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
All right. I don't know if there's anything else you want to plug or say.
Can I just ask you something about your name?
Yeah.
Because I love the Sky Bar Candy Bar. I feel like I read somewhere that they'd stopped making it.
No, they have their own store somewhere. I forget where.
Okay. Is that what you're named after?
This is an often told story, but I'll tell you. Most people know, but they might not. I used to deliver mail in Medford.
Okay.
Like friggin', 40 years ago.
Okay.
I retired with 38 years in the poster, so it was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I was eating that candy bar.
Yeah.
And I don't love them. I like them.
Well, there's different flavors. I mean, there's different,
I do like them, but I probably haven't had one in 10 years.
Yeah.
But there is a store, I forget the location. They were in trouble for a while, but some lady like Bill has a whole Sky Bar store.
Okay.
But so I it was just rather random. I was eating one, and to this day I don't know why, but a guy found it amusing and called me Sky Bar.
Yeah.
So everyone in the post office called me Sky Bar.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I'm cool with that. If you're going to pick a candy bar, that's a pretty good one to be named after.
Yeah, exactly. I love Sky Bar.
Right. So I went to...
The peanut butter one was always my favorite.
Really? I like vanilla.
Okay, the vanilla one.
Peanut butter might have picked up the back. Was that with the nutty?
Let's see, there was peanut butter.
There was chocolate.
Was there like a marshmallow or is that for the vanilla?
The vanilla.
Yeah. God, no, I want one.
Oh, gosh.
I can't eat that stuff anymore either, though.
It's not supposed to.
Doesn't sit the same way.
Not when you were 15 or 20, right?
Right.
But where did I leave? Oh, I went to Arlington, delivered mail.
Yeah.
And they were called, my name is Steve. They were calling me by my name in Arlington. And a carrier from Arlington happened to run into this dude from Medford.
Okay.
And of course, we used to call him Sky Bar.
Yeah.
So obviously the next day, Sky Bar. And everyone from that point on, call me Sky Bar. And I took it so far as like, so everyone in the post office knew me as Sky Bar.
Yeah.
And then I started this radio thing and you need something.
Well, it's good. That's a good handle. You were asking me about Goddamn Glenn. I mean, it's good. It's fun to have a nickname.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And so I guess I could have stopped it, but I ran with it. Like, so if I meet anyone in the music world,
yeah,
it's all Sky Bar. I'd be mortified if someone called me something other than Sky Bar.
It's funny. A story to tell. It's an interesting.
And most people at first that like in clubs it's loud. You can't hear. It. You have to kind of talk loud. And if I've never met someone, you do kind of get a look. Like
yeah.
What? And I say I know it's strange, but Sky Bar.
Well, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it works. It's The first time, I'll leave it at the. Yeah. The first time that my wife, when I, you know, called me at my house. I was living at the home at the time.
Yeah.
And so my mother answers, and even she was like, "Is Sky by there?"
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. So, well, people might even think you're a gangster. You know, Skybar, yeah. Lasarda. Yeah. You know, hey, yo.
Yeah. No. The farthest thing from a gangster you'll find.
Postal gangster.
That, well, maybe that, yeah, because I was not, I wasn't a, I didn't follow a lot of rules in the post office, which is,
well, I'm sure you,
which I kind of do here at the radio station, so yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and, you know, just everyone out there, please check out Parlor Bells, To Be or Not to Behave. Check out the video, Slasher Movie Weather, and please check out the latest single from Looking Glass War, Adamantine Chain Gang, which will be out on Friday.
Great stuff. Actually, I'm going to leave with I'm going to leave you with another Looking Glass War.
Okay.
So I think Arrive is the first one I heard.
Okay. If yeah, not, that was the that's when we arrived on the scene. So.
All right, here we go. I'll be back after about 3 or 4 songs.
deal in this lifelong game. Had a smile with my eyes, had a face that you would recognize. And the demons come, and the demons come. I'm feeling down, feeling down.
That was Church Girls with a song called Dissolve. Before that, the Brother Stereo with their latest single, The Ballad of the Washed Up and Seemingly Forgotten. And we had a Looking Glass War single called Arrive. I want to thank Glenn from Paula Bells and Looking Glass War once again for coming on. Good times. Here is a band called Mall Walker.
Yeah. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. And it costs you lovers, stars, as in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain.
Played a lot of new material, a lot of local material. Reach back for a Springsteen classic for that one. That was Thunder Road, of course, off of Born to Run. Before that, The Promised End with Breakwater off their For the Buried and the Broken came out this year. Mall Walker with Parent Trap. It's 8:41. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a great chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Got about 15 minutes left here tonight. going to play one now by the Screaming Females.
Hey, this is Susie Moon, and you're listening to Skybar on WMFO. Rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
looks like the herbs you tired of getting again.
Take from every heart you break.
That was Fontaine's DC, a song called Here's the Thing, off their latest release, Romance. Before that, we had My Chemical Romance. It's getting late. My Chemical Romance with Helena, off May Death Never Stop You, and Susie Moon with Freedom, off of Dumb and Love. That came out a couple years ago. I'm going to get out of here now. WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. Rising with Skybar. We'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with one by newest single by the Dogmatics. They've been at it a while. And they're still putting music out. And once again, here is the newest one. That's the wrong song. That was the Church Girls who I played earlier. Now we have the Dogmatics.
She's so fine, library girl.